CE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Nurses on board a Southwest Airlines flight jumping into action during an emergency.
The Southwest Airlines flight was heading from Oakland, California to Boise. A passenger on board telling ABC News an elderly man in his 80s became unresponsive and was cold to the touch. It just so happened there was a group of nurses on the flight who got up to provide aid. He regained consciousness after they gave him oxygen. They stayed by his side as the plane diverted to Reno, where paramedics were waiting at the gate, and they handed him off. He went via ambulance to a hospital. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The World Health Organization says it's sending a team of experts to Congo to monitor a mysterious illness called Disease X that's killed at least 79 people and sickened nearly 380 others in just over a month. The majority of those sickened are children under the age of five. A Clipper system bringing a blast of cold air and snow to the Midwest and Northeast. The Great Lakes could see more lake effect snow. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin health officials are warning of a spike in respiratory illnesses during the holiday season. According to the Department of Health Services, record travel over the week of Thanksgiving has resulted in an increase in respiratory illnesses over the last week, as well as an increase in hospitalizations. Health officials also noted that Wisconsin residents are slightly behind average when it comes to flu vaccination rates, so they're reminding everyone to get vaccinated to protect themselves and others during the holiday season.
A recent study found that Wisconsin residents are paying a smaller percentage of their wages on utility costs than most other states. The study, conducted by Eden Emerald Hot Water, found that Wisconsin ranked 13th in spending on utility bills, with about 12% of the average salary going towards things like gas, water, internet, and cable. It also found the total average utility cost for Wisconsin residents was about $6,700 compared to the average salary of $56,000. Minnesota was the only Midwest state to rank higher. The Internal Revenue Service is noticing an increase in bad tax advice being spread on social media. IRS spokesperson Christopher Miller says the scams dupe people into filing inaccurate tax returns, which can lead to delayed refunds, penalties, and interest, and sometimes even criminal charges. Miller says you also need to be on the lookout for scams involving tax credits or cryptocurrencies. More tips and information can be found at irs.gov. This weekend, there will be a bowling event to help raise money for the Alzheimer's Foundation. Marcy's Strikeout Alzheimer's Baker Four-Person Shootout will be held Saturday at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Lions win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Ford Field in Detroit, where the Lions beat the Packers again last night, this time 34-31. Lions head coach Dan Campbell gambling on fourth down and converting to kick the winning field goal, leaving no time on the clock for Green Bay to score.
I just felt like we needed to end it on offense, you know, and I did not want to give that ball back, and I believe we could get that. I believe we could convert, you know, and I trusted that old line, and they came through for us.
The Packers fall to 9-4. Could they face the Lions again here in Detroit in the playoffs? Quarterback Jordan Love.
That's one thing that we just got to continue to take it a week at a time, like we always talk about. Obviously, we got a couple games left here, and we're trying to finish on the right note and win out these last couple games and handle business, take it one game at a time, and obviously we'll see what happens postseason time.
NBA, the Bucks are in Boston tonight to play the Celtics. College hoops, Marquette host Wisconsin tomorrow at 12:30 at Fiserv Forum. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to right around 30 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at 5 to 15. 19 tonight, partly cloudy. 43 tomorrow. We'll be sunny with a high of 48 by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports. It drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Aaron Sommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge.
What's your kink?
Snowman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Selvia.
Just PS, Dom's producer here. Next time, Matt Rothschild takes the host seat. Catch Dom back on Monday.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Live from the Civic Media Studios at WRCE in Richland Center, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our outstanding producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Sommers, back at the board at the world headquarters on downtown Madison's State Street. We are here live in the RC, Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is Friday, TGIF, December 6, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Great to have you along in hour number two. Many thanks to Dale Schultz and Peter Rapine for being with us in hour number one. Anytime I get a chance to get back to where it all started here at RCE RCO, it is always a great day in the beautiful Driftless area of Southwest Wisconsin. And so happy to have the Ewing brothers back by popular demand, I might say. Now, you all know, regular listeners of this program, that Brady Ewing, three-time Big Ten champion, former captain of the Badger football team, spent 3 years in the NFL with Jacksonville and Atlanta, is a regular on the show. But a while back, our parents live a house apart in the old neighborhood. And so Brady and Brandon brought their kids trick-or-treating last year, and Mom said, well, you have Brady on. When are you going to have Brandon on? I said, look, he's welcome. And people have loved it ever since you've appeared together. So Brady Ewing, Brandon Ewing, welcome back to the show.
What's going on?
We're happy to have you here.
And I'm pumped.
We're pumped to have we're pumped up.
That's right. So, you know, I do laugh, though, because, you know, obviously Brady brings the flash. Right. He's the guy that brings the people. But you know what? I do think that we need somebody like myself to keep him in check.
Well, that's the beauty of it, is that you're like a Reese's peanut cup, butter cup. You're two greats that taste great together.
It's the yin and the yang.
Right. Yeah.
I think you bring the flash and the flare.
For sure bring the flash. For sure bring the flash.
Well, now, and Brandon got a lot of love because we were up in Viroqua doing the show just before the election on location at beautiful Wonder State Coffee, by the way, in Viroqua, Wisconsin. And Brandon just shows up and we throw him on the air. Boom.
Dude's everywhere.
I tell you what, Intrigue V and I, best friends.
So, he was very impressed.
He's awesome.
He is a cool guy.
Yeah.
Well, again, for people that don't know, of course, Brady spent 4 years with the Badgers and went to three Rose Bowls, as we said, and spent 3 years in the NFL. Brandon, a very successful high school basketball coach here in Richland Center over the years as well. And now, Brady, you're helping out with the football team. So you both have different levels of experience, both from high school, college, and professional as well. I think that's the beauty of it. And now you both find yourselves here in beautiful Richland Center, back in the communities in which you grew up. And I think it just offers a fresh perspective that a lot of people around the state can relate to.
Cool. Thank you. Yeah, it's awesome to be back. I think especially being involved at the high school with, was up there weightlifting with some of the kids this morning, football team, and just having a bunch of our family back here, everybody but Brittany. from our family is in Illinois now. So, yeah, it's great to be close to family and back in the community where we were raised and contributing to it.
Yeah, and actually right there is what I was just going to add, the contribution aspect. You know, we've always been very big in giving back to the community, whether it be youth coaching, whether it be coaching at the high school level. You know, that's something that, you know, our parents instilled in us, and that it means a lot to us. So
I was going to say, I really, you know, knowing your parents, I mean, I think it all starts with them, really.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
You had great role models and people who are involved in the community and who give back.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's not always easy, mm-hmm. you know, and there's, you know, from Brady's perspective, you know, you played at the highest level, you know, and to come back and, you know, there's an expectation, I think, that, you know, we can, you know, change this around, but it takes time. It takes effort. It takes opportunity. It takes buy-in. And, you know, what Coach Troxell's doing from a football perspective, you know, how you're aiding in that, I commend, you know, that's just a big deal. It's a big deal.
Yeah. They started laying the foundation many years ago, but it's heading the right direction. Kids are getting involved. The buy-in's there.
Brady's working on his own starting five for children. He's got four.
Yeah, we're talking about football. Let's talk about basketball.
Here's what I wanted to ask. You're both fathers at this point.
Yeah.
You're both. So what's it like now being the dad? And how big of a kick is it to your parents to say, oh yeah, you know, now you're going through this. Now you're, how much of themselves do they see in you now that you have your own children?
It's a really good question. And, you know, me being the first of four, you know, I think that I was kind of the, I was the guy that they tried a lot of things with. Right.
And right.
Part of the reason I am the way that I am, you know, and, you know, you learn through the first, and, you know, I see it with my own, right? I learned a lot through the first, and, you know, then you just want to throw everything at them, you know, experience life, you know, work just to grow to be the person that you're going to be. And, you know, I look at the things that I'm doing from, you know, coaching youth sports to getting them involved. It's like, I just want to make little good members of the community.
Yeah.
And I think for our parents, it's cool because at least I get to coach with my dad. I know he's helped Brandon some. Mm-hmm. So that's been really cool. And yeah, just to pass it forward.
Yeah. But do they ever just laugh and say, well, you know, you did that as a kid?
Oh, absolutely.
And just get the joy of seeing, having to go through this one, what they went through, you know, 20, whatever years ago, 25
Todd,
years ago.
Todd, you know, my parents still pick on me about, I loved apple juice. Still do, you know?
Who doesn't love?
Right?
Especially from Oakwood Fruit Farm, by the way.
Oh, wonderful. Plug,
right?
Wonderful.
Apple cider.
Yeah. And I used to say, Mom, I want apple juice. And so the other day, my son Lee, one of two, he's a twin. Uh-huh. And Lee goes, hey, Daddy, I need some apple juice, apple juice. So, I mean, I had to take a video and send it to my parents, fantastic. Send it to my family. Yeah.
All right, guys, let's get into it. The Packers take on the Lions last night in Detroit.
What'd you think?
Here's my takeaway. My quick takeaway is, because I was at the game with Trigvy up at Lambeau Field when they played against Detroit the first time this year, and the Packers looked terrible.
Yeah.
And I will say this. I thought the Packers played harder and a better game last night than they did the first time around. They did not have a great – I wish they would have had the enthusiasm in the first half they did in the second half. But, of course, if you haven't heard, the Packers lost last night on a field goal at the end, 34-31. The Lions continued to roll there. Dan Campbell – the guy has some onions. I mean, going for it. How many times was it? Got four or five going for it on fourth down last night.
Yeah.
Wow.
What do you think, Brady?
I didn't watch the game, so I watched the volleyball game.
All right. Well, we're gonna go back to in a second. Brandon, you saw the game last night. What do you think?
Such a slow start. You know, they came out. There's, I think, a template of how you play and attack Detroit.
Yeah.
Okay. You need to control the ball. Mm-hmm. You need to have a lead. Okay. Yeah. Then you need to control the ball. Look at what we did in Thanksgiving game last year, right? Where you come out, you hit that big play early, Detroit's on their heels. Then you just kind of just methodically beat them down. Mm-hmm. And it surprised me right away when they deferred to the second half when they won the coin toss. And so, you know, when we got the lead, after we got the interception, took the lead, I was like, okay, here you go. Yeah. But you can't have three and outs. And right. We had a couple of possessions where it was a unsustained drive, and the next thing you know, Detroit scores because they're gonna score. That's who they are. And you got to factor in the fact that they're gonna take all four downs. Mm-hmm. So it's just too bad. There's a lot of positives. I mean, our offense in the second half was clicking. Yeah. Our running game looks amazing at times.
Brady, here's a question for you. Mm-hmm. Have you played the NFL? Whoever they are, they say it's tough for the NFL to beat the same team three times in a row in the same season like that. I guess if there's A, is there truth to that, having played in the NFL? And B, I guess that's the bright light here, is that if the Packers do face Detroit in the playoffs, maybe that favors them. Is there anything to that saying or not really?
I think so. I think not only in the NFL, but in whatever sport or thing you're doing, to do something consistent, to do it multiple times, and to deliver on that result, let alone the stuff that you learn. I mean, you learn enough from the film that you see in the NFL, week in and week out. The analysis, I was telling somebody about this a couple weeks ago, but the analysis that they would give you as a player on the opposing team's defense, because I was on offense, was insane. The amount of detail they would give you on, okay, this defensive lineman lines up with his right hand on the ground this amount of snaps, he tends to go this direction when he lines up, in this spot, or in a three eye, or a shade, whatever it may be. The amount of detail there, so it only gives you one more film to be able to analyze that against your specific offense, which is a big deal, because a lot of what you're doing from a game plan perspective is piecing together other people's offense that might run similar schemes, similar formations, similar shifts, and trying to find matchups and exploit some weaknesses that they might show. So if you actually have your offense out there, or defense, depending on what side of the ball you're on, that will bring you a ton of benefits in a game plan prep. And just mentally, I think it's tough to beat somebody three times.
Such a farce. Honestly, if you have the opportunity to, there's a template, a team that's won two times in a row, there's a reason they've won two times in a row. So I just look back from when I was coaching, and people would say that. It's like, no, I mean, there's a reason that you've won two times.
It makes it, when you're looking at professional athletes, a little bit different, but across all sports, high school alike, like that is, I think kids or athletes tend to take their foot off the gas pedal a little bit.
I disagree.
We're going to have to separate the boys. We're 20 minutes in.
But I love Dan Campbell. Looking at some of the analysis from last night.
Oh, his
aggressiveness and his confidence in his players, I think that speaks volumes to me.
For sure.
And it seems like a fun guy to play for.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. Old school, just out there working out with you, doing up-downs.
Yeah.
More of a college-style mindset, I would say, at least from what I'm familiar with at Wisconsin from my time there. So love that.
You see his halftime interview?
No.
Okay, every single time he's talking, he starts to get animated. That big old vein on his neck starts popping, and it's like, that's a guy I want to play for.
Yeah, he might be juiced up. I don't know. That dude's kind of scary, man.
Breaking news, Dan Campbell is juiced. You heard it here first. We're going to come back, talk a little college football. Whew, Badger football. The streak has been broken. We'll find out from a Wisconsin alum what that means to him, and what folks, alumni, have been saying maybe behind the scenes. Brady will have a partake on that, asking Brandon as well. Here's a trivia question going out the door. I saw a profile on Vince Lombardi this week. What was Vince Lombardi's original position as a football player?
Are you asking right now?
Coming back?
No, we have 30 seconds. His original position in high school and college, actually. Hey,
in true fashion, I'm going to say fullback.
Ooh, I'll go linebacker.
The winner is Brandon Ewing.
Nice.
Brady's position, actually. All right, come on back. Brady, Brandon, the Ewing Bros here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As Democrats pick up the pieces from their loss to Donald Trump, one of the first major decisions the party will be making is to select the new chair of the Democratic National Committee. The race for that role now has a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is now officially running for DNC chair. One Democratic source I talked to characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the role. He's liked by both centrists and progressives, big dollar donors and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 1st. A lot can happen between now and then. But whether or not Wickler wins in his bid for the role, it will certainly be a story to watch for Democratic politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
News from the Center, WRCE.
To this day, when I hear that song, I see you standing there on that lawn. Discount shades, store-bought tan, flip-flops and cut-off jeans. Somewhere between that setting sun, I'm on fire, I'm born to run. You looked at me and I was done, but just getting started. I was saying to you.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are here in the hills of Richland County, the Driftless area at beautiful WRCE in Richland Center. We thank Phil Nee and the entire crew for letting us hang out here for a little while. By the way, rumor has it. That's a great song, by the way. Yeah. Rumor has it. Adele.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good song. Phil Nee and our very own Henry Bray are going to be calling in just after the bottom of the hour. They are would normally be here, but they are down at Fiserv Forum today.
I was going to say that.
Were you?
Yeah.
Well, say it.
Look at what I did. And I know this is a spoken media, but I mean, I'm wearing my RC gear. Richland Center has a big game down at the Fiserv Forum today against Baraboo. Actually, both the boys and the girls programs do. So
how cool is that?
Amazing. I got to take part in it as
did
a coach.
Really?
And I tell you what, they treat you well. Mm-hmm. The amenities are great. They appreciate the fact that they're high school teams come in and do their thing. So, yeah, it's great.
And what an opportunity for kids, right?
It is.
I mean, to play at a place like that.
Yeah, we played down at the Bradley Center in a similar event.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. I think it was Highland or Darlington we played down there, but really cool. I just remember my favorite part was touring the locker rooms and getting to see.
Yeah, right.
You know, all those guys' monster shoes in their lockers, and thought it was the neatest thing that they had gum lined up. You know, as they exited the locker room, just all sorts of different kinds of gums that they could choose from. So,
wow, incredible!
Yeah,
we'll look forward to talking to Phil and Henry a little bit after the hour and give us an update. What's happening down in Milwaukee right now? I'm talking to Brady Ewing, 3-time Big Ten champion, spent 3 years in the NFL. And his brother Brandon, who is a former high school, right? You're not coaching, former high school basketball coach here in Richland Center. All right, guys. Brady, starting with you, you're the alum. Badger football ends a 22-year winning streak of winning seasons and bowl appearances. They fell to the evil Flexters, the PJ Flexters. The Minnesota Golden Gophers came in and took the axe. And I attribute this to one thing, that for years and years while Brady played and thereafter, Badger football, there was a wonderful picture of Brady with the axe after one of his teams won it. And it's a classic, iconic picture that was retweeted almost every axe week. I did not see it this year, and I blame it on that.
I put it out there a couple times.
Right.
No, it was a tough season, tough to watch. I think we did our analysis last year leading into the season, and we had very high expectations and had a letdown there. And I think to see that not built upon and and learned from in some regard is painful. As an alumni, you know, things are changing in college sports, so I don't think this just applies at Wisconsin, but to see the continued trend away from, you know, development and investing in kids in the state, and just a focused program around, you know, discipline, hard work. Not that they don't have some of those things, but I feel like that was the culture that was built at Wisconsin, and things are changing. But it's a changing day and age, and obviously the university rallies around the football team, whether that's all the sports or, you know, just the students in general. So
I'm not going to ask it out anybody by name, but I know you're in communication with alum people, guys that you played with and otherwise. What is kind of the, as you talk to some of the people, the guys that played in your era at Wisconsin, what's the biggest concern?
That we're not running the ball anymore. And the fact that there isn't a lot of, you know, and it's kind of selfish, but there isn't a lot of tie for alumni anymore. I think they're trying to find different ways to, you know, bring guys back and get them involved. But a lot of that was, there's tie and commitment to the university, but it's also to people. And, you know, Coach Chris' staff was all Wisconsin guys or women somehow. They had a connection with people. They had relationships. The university meant something to them deep down to their core. And I think that's lacking a little bit, both from the player's perspective, but also from a coaching staff perspective. And so, but I think that's the way college football and college athletics is trending a little bit.
Yeah.
But conversely, you look at basketball too, and the way that guard's been able to flex, and well, we can dive into that.
Yeah. Well, after the bottom of the hour, I want to get into a little bit of that. But I mean, you know, Matt LePay, I think we talked about this last time. Maybe we were on the air, maybe not. I talked about somebody. Matt LePay, after Wisconsin beat Arizona, after all the years of listening to him, I've never heard, I don't want to speak for him. This is just my interpretation. But the way he is toned, and he said something along the lines to Brian Butch, that's the way you do it. You can still keep a fundamental of your team and bring guys in like Steamsma and Kirk Penny and change some things. But that's the way that you compete in today's day and age. And it seemed like to me a shot across the bow to the football program, Brandon.
Absolutely. So I'm looking at, and Brady, what you said is so poignant. You know, the fact that they're kind of losing the grasp with what got them there, with who got them there. You know, I'm speaking from just an outsider, right? I have no experience, but I look at a guy like Brady, okay? Arguably the best fullback that has ever gone through the state of Wisconsin.
Agreed.
Right? And just how much you care. I mean, to kind of lose sight of that, to kind of lose grasp of that, it's a shame on you kind of situation. And I'm not trying to dog Wisconsin. I mean, I am red and white through and through, but it's just, it, to me, it hurts. It hurts as a lifelong fan, as a guy that literally eats, sleeps and bleeds Badger red. You know, I just, I struggle with it. I struggle with it. And you know what, right now we're at a crossroads. Okay. So they made changes. Okay. Fickle's got his hands full. Okay. But this is a decision literally that could set us back decades. Look at Michigan. Okay, when they hired Rich Rodriguez, when they changed that changed that whole shift, that mentality of who they were going to be, it set them back,
right,
15 years.
Yeah, I think we're not running out of time. We'll come back and talk about it on the other side a little bit, but just quickly, in today's world, NIL and transfer portal. I mean, look at Cignetti at Indiana. He does it in 1 year. 1 year. Now the schedules are different, but again. To me, I think it was J.J. Watt or something. Somebody said this. It's not the wins and losses that's concerning. It's the lack of any sort of evidence that there's a culture and a trend here.
Did you see what Trek, how do you pronounce his last name? Kahona?
Oh, yeah, the guy from Hawaii, yeah.
Yeah, stud, receiver, said he felt underappreciated as a wide receiver. Yeah. I mean, is that the direction
in the air raid offense.
Right?
I mean, if you're underappreciated as a wide receiver in the air raid,
as a stud.
It's time to.
We heard that a few times.
Air raid, right?
Back in the day, but.
All right, stay tuned. Update from Filney and Henry Bray in Milwaukee and the brothers Ewing, Brandon and Brady, back on the other side right here live in the RC. It's WRCO, WRCE, the Tylo Ball Show on Civic Media's Brady Network.
This is news from the Center, WRCE. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The 7th annual Journey to Bethlehem live nativity will be held Saturday at Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Rockbridge. Dan Lewig serves as the pastor at the church.
This is an indoor event that acts as a walking tour of the live nativity scene and reasons for coming to Bethlehem. So this begins with people are brought in. There's a registration table and then brought into a room where there's hot chocolate and different coffee and different drinks available in that regard, listening to some live music taking place. From there, a tour guide will take groups in to meet a Bethlehem historian to find out what's so significant about Bethlehem this time of year, to meet an innkeeper to learn what were inns like. This isn't exactly a Motel 6, so what does it mean when it says there is no room in the inn? So learning a little bit about that, and then meeting a shepherd to find out what was life like at this time caring for shepherd. What does it mean to be a shepherd, and what did that all entail, and how does that connect to the Christmas story? And that's what brings us to a living still of the live nativity and hearing the famous words from Luke chapter 2, and also having animals that will be there as part of that live living still experience, as we have animals from Tiny Acres Farms that will also be with us.
The day also includes family activities.
This year we're actually making a live nativity throw pillow, and each family will be able to take one of those home when it's all done. And then there will be an opportunity for Christmas cookie decorating and, more importantly, Christmas cookie eating.
The live nativity will be held Saturday from 10 to 2 at Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Rockbridge. All are invited to attend. There is no admission charge.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie have a new show that they say will be as unforgettable as the first show they did together called, who cares? The duo is collaborating again for Peacock's new show, Paris and Nicole, The Encore. The short 3-episode series drops December 12th on Peacock. Following in the footsteps of Ross and Rachel, Barry Keoghan and Sabrina Carpenter are on a break after dating for a year due to rumors of infidelity on the part of Keoghan, who apparently has been hooking up with a TikToker, probably someone who got famous lip-syncing Carpenter songs. The influencer's name is Becky Hill, and she has 4 million followers on OnlyFans, which is somehow 5 million more than I have. People assume infidelity is the reason they split, but maybe Carpenter finally saw Saltburn and hasn't stopped vomiting. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to right around 30 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at 5 to 15. 19 tonight, partly cloudy. 43 tomorrow. Will be sunny with a high of 48 by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Join me on the next show. It's Motown Monday. We'll catch up on the news from the weekend and talk about the politricksters of the day.
The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 till 10.
You know that I would be a liar if
if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Show, live from WRCE in Richland Center here on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. 34, also the number of one of our guests. Number 34, Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin Badger here at the table. Fullback, just like Vince Lombardi's first position. I learned that recently. Also his brother Brandon, former Richland Center High School basketball coach, WRCE, WRCO, Richland Center, where it all began for me career-wise in radio, and also the home of Those Were the Days with Philip James Nee, our great host, great station manager here in Richland Center. And before we get back to Brady and Brandon, we are going to go live down to Milwaukee to Pfizer Forum, and I like to say the tie of the hardest working person in civic media, along with Chad Holmes of WXCO up in Wausau, Phil Nee, and sitting beside him, a man that brings in 90% of the revenue but gets 1% of the credit, our own Henry Bray down in Milwaukee at Pfizer Forum. Gentlemen, how are you?
Good afternoon, Todd. Yes, they're letting us out of the the area of Richland Center. We're into the big town right now. A couple of hillbillies wandering around in Milwaukee. Hank, hey, wake up, Hank. Where is he?
For sure. Hank is awake.
Yeah, one hillbilly. Yeah, he's awake, Todd.
Well, thank you guys for joining us. I have Brady and Brandon here at the desk as well. Of course, I know Phil, I know Brandon joins you regularly on your program here. And of course, Brady joins us. And it's great to have them together, all of us here. Brandon talked a little bit about this. He's coached in this game. But Phil and Hank, tell us a little bit about why you're down in Milwaukee at Pfizer today and what this means to our listeners.
Well, they have the prep series here, so several teams are playing. Potosi Cassville from Southwest Wisconsin was here earlier. They picked up a win. Right now, it is University School and Catholic Central playing, and that's got about 3 minutes to go in the game. And then Richland Center and Baraboo play. The boys play first. The girls play second. We're going to have both games here on WRCO, WRCO FM 100.9, and on the Civic Media app. And they have Marquette floor up today because tomorrow,
really?
Marquette will host Wisconsin right here at Pfizer.
Yeah, that's a huge game. We're going to get into that a little bit later, and I'm glad you bring it up, Phil, because, of course, people who want to listen to that game, Wisconsin at Marquette, the broadcast starts at 11:30 a.m. Oddly enough, well, not odd, just cool enough, one of the stations, of course, WRCE here in Richland Center. Also, you can hear it on Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, and Racine, Kenosha. But as Phil said, you can download the Civic Media app and listen to Matt LaPay and Brian Butch call that game Wisconsin at Marquette starting at 11:30 with a pregame show tomorrow. But guys, this today, to me, is just what Wisconsin WIAA Athletics is about. Giving these kids from smaller towns like where you and I grew up at to go down to Milwaukee, number one, the experience of being in the cool city, but also to play on the floor that Marquette Wisconsin's going to play on tomorrow. How cool is that, guys?
Oh, that's got to be awesome. And one of my first thoughts when I walk into a place like this, I always think of Hoosiers about how much hay you can stack in a building like this, you know? But what an awesome thing. You know, and I know Brandon is in the studio with you, but one of the things, Brandon, that I notice from time to time is that players get out here and they try that NBA 3. And that's quite a difference when you're out of that line, isn't it?
Yeah. And you know, Phil, back when I Brady talked a little bit earlier about the first time that they went down and played. And I remember watching Brady and just jump out of that gym. And I'm like, is there some like special springs underneath that court or something? But
I was just so excited.
Right? The adrenaline.
Yeah, no doubt. But the depth perception is a real thing. Yeah. I think as you look to shoot some of those outside shots, having that depth perception of the seats in the background.
Yeah.
And talking about the Hoosiers, though, right, Phil, you know, as a coach coaching in this series, and you know, you got the athletes with their eyes wide open and they're a little shocked about the situation and scenario, but you literally have to say, guys, hoop's still 10 feet, you know, because it's there's a lot of truth. It's just basketball on a bigger stage.
Yeah. Henry, is this your first time down? Have you done these games with Phil before?
I've done them, but not at the Five Star. So okay, this is my first time here. Very, very interesting place. And I'm, Todd, I officiate all over the place. Mm-hmm. And I don't like college ball because the floor is 10 feet longer. I mean, I have a hard enough time going with the high school court.
Well, you got that new knee now. You're like a bionic guy now. You should be able to be fine.
Yeah, yeah. He's got two of them. I have two of them.
Two new knees.
Two of them.
And then me, I'm an old knee. Yeah, right.
But one old knee takes away both my new knees.
Exactly. We're up a little higher.
There's no knee like old knee. There's no knee.
Sounds like it would have been a fun drive down with you guys today.
It always is.
Yeah.
But guys, fills up. Go ahead.
Yeah. It fills up on me 1-0 right now. That's in naps.
Yeah, absolutely.
So he's up 1-0 right now.
I hope he wasn't driving on the way down.
Oh, yeah, I was. No, I'm kidding. Yeah.
You know you're sleeping, right?
And I just told him.
Yeah. Well, guys, this is really cool for our civic media listeners, not just here in Richland County, but also in Baraboo, as you say. For those that want to listen across the state, they can get these games at on the civic media app via WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 on the AM dial. Any final thoughts, guys? Just kind of your experience as broadcasters there or what the vibe is. Give us kind of the vibe of Fiserv today.
It's really an outstanding activity because people can watch these games for free all day long. So there are some people that are just here watching the games and watching some of the standouts here. But, yeah, just an excellent opportunity for both Coach Tyler Fish of Baraboo and Coach Brian Foles of Richland Center for their programs. I think it's a great camaraderie thing. They get to take a long ride, you know, like a team bonding thing, and then play a game here and, just some great photo opportunities. And Hank, I know, too, we kidded about it, but this is an awesome thing for the officials to be able to
do. Oh, yeah, without question. It's one of these experiences that you remember for the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
That's, you know, just like the state football game I did. Absolutely amazing.
Right.
Yeah.
Henry got to referee the 8-player state championship game.
Is that a fact?
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Wow. Yeah, that's fantastic.
I was fourth backup.
That was a humble brag.
Did you see that official last night in the Packer game getting taken out? It can be dangerous. Officiating can be dangerous.
Yes, it can.
Yeah. Well, guys, have a great call. Remind us again what the times are.
Okay, yeah, the boys' game starts at 2:15, Richland Center at Baraboo, followed by the girls at 4 o'clock, and we look forward to making the call here on WRCL.
Well, thank you very much, Phil Nee and Hank Bray down there at Fiserv Forum. Thanks, guys, for joining us. Have a great call. We'll talk to you soon. And, Phil, thanks so much for letting us do the show here in Richland Center once again.
No problem.
All right. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Phil Nee and Hank Bray, and guys, again, you played there, you coached there. A pretty cool opportunity for our high school athletes.
I've never been – it's always been the Bucks court when I coached there.
Oh, really?
And we coached, I think, 2 or 3 times. I can't remember how many times we played. And actually, we're taking our 5th grade travel boys down from Richland Center, and they're playing before a Bucks game, too, this year. So,
wow. Yeah, that's cool opportunities, right? I mean, for high school athletes to go down there and play to floor like that, I mean.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we did the played at Camp Randall as a football team in high school, too, not in the state championship, but right. Against Platteville down there. And it's just a cool experience. It brings an extra excitement, you know, to what you typically would see on the TV, playing in the same court as college athletes, professional athletes, and get to check out their locker rooms. It's just a cool overall experience. And like Phil said, a cool bonding experience. Get out of school early, get the long bus ride down, and kind of make an evening of it. It's pretty awesome.
We were talking to the Ewing brothers, Brady Ewing and Brandon Ewing. Brady, a 3-time Big Ten champion with Wisconsin football, then went on to spend 3 years in the NFL. Brandon, a former high school basketball coach here in Richland Center. When we were talking about doing this segment for a whole hour, I asked the guys for what do you want to talk about. Brandon says he had a question, and he wanted to know how many times has Todd had to be dumped live on air? And for those of you not familiar with radio, that means when we say something that's not FCC compliant, you have to push a button and it gives you silence or whatever. It dumps the audio. I believe I know the question to this or the answer to this, but I will defer to our very own producer down in Madison, Aaron Zommers, who actually has control of the dump button in now 2+ years of doing this show. How many times have you had to dump me? Not a guess, but me.
Zero.
Really?
Ding, 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 ding.
You're good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you very
much. Consummate professional.
Yeah. Guest.
That's amazing.
That is not zero.
What about Trigby?
Yeah.
That is not zero.
So, and through this, I'm, you know, Brady, you and I are joking in our little text chain, and Brady's like, Brandon, are you worried? And I, you know, usually,
that's why he was asking.
I'm usually pretty buttoned up, but you get me going, I can get a little emotional, and when I get emotional, sometimes things drop. But
Are you ready, Aaron?
I'm good.
I think it all stemmed from starting, you know, my broadcasting career right here in Richland Center, and at the time we had owner manager Peter Athanas, who, you know, constantly smoking, you know, and he put the fear of God into you. You know, you didn't do it, right? I mean, you just didn't do it.
So you've never been dumped.
No, not that I. I've told this. I'll give you the. What do you say, Zombers?
I said
yet?
Not like that.
Oh,
not that kind of dumb.
Yes. That's a whole other show. Todd's dating life. Dumping. Yes. But we won't go into that right now. Here's a short.
Can we make that a show?
Nobody want to watch that.
I would.
But when I was a student broadcaster at Platteville, and Bo Ryan was the coach at the time. And my broadcast partner at the time, who was also my roommate, he and I lived with two other guys in an apartment in Platteville. And so we were up doing a game in River Falls, and Platteville usually dominated River Falls. It was Rick, can't say his last name, was the coach at the time at River Falls. Great guy, by the way. And I can still remember the play. Kevin and I always had, you know, mid-court seats right there. And Andre Dalton was inbounding a ball, and it was a close game, like last 2 or 3 minutes. And the official called, and a turnover, said that Andre Dalton had stepped on the line. And clearly, he had not. And so I looked at Kevin and I said, "Well, Kevin, thank God it's National Condom Week because we just got screwed."
Oh, wow. Hey, at least it was a slick comment.
And it was National Condom Week, by the way.
It's amazing.
Right? And so we got back the next day, and our station manager, our professor, George Smith, was standing in the lobby of WSUP with his arms crossed, and he gave me a 2-game suspension for that.
Really?
And wow. Kevin, I think we're going to get ready to go in the playoffs. And Kevin went up to his office and came down a half an hour later and said, "He's letting you stay on the air, but I now am responsible. And if you say anything, we both get canned." So, and we live together. So, I mean, I'm like, no.
You know what? I feel like you got to push a little bit of a button, though.
Right?
Because you know what? That's what gets people engaged and gets people coming back. Your viewership or listenership was probably double the next game.
I'm not sure about that, but we had a very nice listening audience.
That's awesome.
All right. Enough of me. A couple of minutes.
We got a text from Michaela in West Bend saying, "I would listen to a show about Todd's dating life."
Agree.
Hey,
I don't
gotta
know.
Gotta give the people what they want.
Like, why would you poo-poo that? That's good radio.
It's boring.
No.
It's very boring. that wouldn't be good at all. But I think this is very good. I think people want to listen to more of the Ewing Brothers. That's what I would say.
For an hour, though?
Yeah, I think so.
You know what? Maybe two.
See, they're locked and loaded, ready to go.
We're ready to go.
Do you know what, though? I am a radio nerd. I love radio.
I know you do.
And, you know, whether it's WRCO, whether it's, you know, national sports talk, I mean, I consume all I can consume. All of it.
All right.
Well, radio.
We're going to come back. We have one more. This is how fast it goes, guys.
It's crazy.
I mean, right? I mean, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty, so we're going to come back and talk more with Brady and Brandon here at WRCE. Wrap things up. Find out what should we talk about? Holiday plans? We'll discuss it amongst ourselves, and then when we come back, we'll have something for you.
Okay.
Yeah. If you want to hear the discussion, jump on the live stream. So you
that's
can,
right.
Right. Jump on the live stream or give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You have a question for Brady or Brandon. About women's volleyball. We haven't gotten to that yet. Streaming versus cable.
Badger basketball, please.
All right, Badger basketball.
Keep it clean, people. Keep it clean.
No dumping.
No.
Allowed. Back live from the RC on RCO and the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
At Harbor Freight, our low prices make us the place for gifts that keep on giving. Because when you give the gift of quality tools,
You're giving someone the ability to fix, restore, and build for years to come. And with savings like these, you can even get something for yourself. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Stop by and give yourself the gift of great prices.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Now Usinger's fresh brats are flash frozen and vacuum packed so they stay butcher shop fresh for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest, most additive-free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with our other Great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Aaron Sommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge. What's your kink? Snowmen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
News from the center, WRCE.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour. News followed by the Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live at WRCE in Richland Center, the Driftless area. We are home. It's going to be home, guys. Here with Brandon and Brady Ewing, respectively. The Ewing bros, back from the old hood. Our parents live... There's actually a listener suggested this. Because I've said our parents live a house apart.
Literally a house apart.
And somebody said, why don't you do it at the person's house in between us? I don't think Gil would appreciate that.
Hey,
right in his driveway. Right in the backyard or driveway.
Actually, that's an idea.
We could. I actually would like to do the show outside up there someday.
And our UPS friend?
Matt?
Yeah, Matt.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Amazing. Does a tremendous job in and around our community. You know, he could come say hi again. Yeah.
All right. Absolutely. All right, guys, it's speed round time. Yep. Brady, you watched the women's volleyball game last night. They are in the NCAA tournament. How'd they look?
Looked pretty good. You know, I like the fact that they faced adversity this year. You talk about going back to our, you know, it's tough to win 3 times in a row. I hate, you know, it's great, but you know, would love them to win the Big Ten championship, all that. But when you have success all year, mm-hmm. and then it feels like you're just ready for a letdown, I like the fact they faced adversity. And I think they've had some injuries and things where they've had to have girls step up, like Booth last night stepped up tremendously. And she's done that from time to time this year. But to have players like that coming on at the right time, mm-hmm. against the right competition, you know, they're playing at home again tonight. Mm-hmm. Against Georgia Tech, I believe. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they're starting to peak at the right time and to face some adversity to be ready.
Super quick. Again, as a former D1 and professional athlete like that, you've had seasons like when you went to Rose Bowl, whatever, where you had a tough loss during the season.
Yeah.
Does that, as a team, is there a little bit of like relief when we have the win streak going? Is there anything to that it builds tension?
I think it does. Maybe naysayer over here doesn't, but I reflect on our, you know, senior year. We were 6-0, lost to Michigan State, mm-hmm. last second Hail Mary, lost to Ohio State, ended up winning the Big Ten championship, going to the Rose Bowl. And I think, honestly, as you look back, as cliche as it sounds, like you remember those moments because you had adversity, you bounced back, you learned, and then you move forward.
Brandon?
Yeah, if you haven't watched Badger Volleyball, do it. It's great. Yeah, it's amazing. It's athletes at the top of their game. It's wonderful. Look at Sarah Franklin, player of the year of the conference. 4.4 kills per set, 306 hitting percentage. the girl is a beast, literally a beast. And the Badger volleyball seems to kind of go as Julia Orzel goes. And, you know, she struggled at times. But I tell you what, that team, when they're clicking, good as anybody.
Much lower analytical breakdown over here.
Yeah.
Well, it balances out. You know what I'm saying? We need to do this. I keep saying this. We're going to do it at some point. But again, for all the love and importance we give the men's Badger teams, who's getting it done better than women's volleyball and women's hockey?
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Where's the statue of Mark Johnson? 7 national championships at women's hockey.
Hey, let's do it.
I think it should be done. Yeah. All right, men's basketball. You can hear the game right here on WRCE in Richland Center, among other stations around Wisconsin, Wisconsin Rapids, Racine, Kenosha, and also in Amory, Wisconsin at Marquette. Pregame show right here at 11:30 a.m. Also on the Civic Media app. Guys, how do you see it?
Okay, I'm going to power through this. Yep. Okay, love the construction of this team. Love it. You know, just getting Wall out of that rotation, and I love Tyler Wall. He was great for the program, okay? But it allowed us, and losing Chucky Hepburn, allowed us to bring Kamari McGee in, a true point guard, okay? John Tanjay is better than Store, okay? He's a better facilitator, a better scorer, a better leader, and he's a senior who's been through it before. So it allows more to go smaller like that, allows more space. More space allows for a faster game. And we're seeing it. We're seeing it real time. And it's actually, I was a pessimist coming into the year. Okay. Watching these first couple games, I am all in.
Watching the game, even though they lost, the last game there, I thought that they had run a version of the true swing better than I'd seen them in a long time, Brady.
Yeah, I agree. And I like the way they're running the court, you know, for a while. And they've done that the last couple years, but for a while,
I like this.
That was all right. You know, that kind of broke the mold for them, and to see them run the court, use their speed, use their, you know, limited size, but their athleticism is pretty special.
Wisconsin at Marquette. Who do you like, quick?
Wisconsin.
I like Wisconsin.
Wisconsin by 5.
Yeah, good for you.
They're going to be shotgunned in Marquette. Although Marquette has a much better student section, I'll say that, because I was down in the game last
year. This Marquette team is a good team.
Yeah, they are.
It's VCU on steroids because they're coming around, they're firing. It's chaos, but with athletes.
Yeah.
Are you just holding the grudge against them for the time when you were trying to broadcast down there?
Had to bring it up. Had to taking the scab. Yes, I was. Did you know the story?
No, and I need to.
I was kicked off the Marquette campus this summer.
Because, this summer?
Yes, because we tried to do a show on their parking structure at the top to talk about Marquette and the positivity.
Boycott Marquette. He had a W.
Emotion 10. W10. Because that's all I have.
Just providing shade.
Yeah, to Kevin. Kevin down at Marquette.
Come on, Kev.
Yeah. It's National Condom Week. Screw you.
No, honestly, big game. It is a big game, and it's fun to see it early in the year, and both teams doing really, really well.
Yeah. So. All right, minute and a half left. Where do you want to go? What do you got?
Outdoors, hunting?
Sure. You went deer hunting this year. You got one?
I did. Brady? Yep. Got one with the bow on November 9th. Got a couple does down, antlerless down with the rifle here. And hopefully take a couple more, start eliminating some of the numbers, and get some more venison in the freezer.
Hey, Brady, where have all the hunters gone?
You know what? So anecdotally, I agree with that. But I looked at the stats on the DNR's website, and I think it's like 4 or 5%, if I remember right.
Right.
Up an increase in sales and license sales, that is. Mm. And an increase in the amount of deer harvested, too, which it goes against what I would have thought.
The music means time has run out, gentlemen. Brady Ewing, Brandon Ewing, the brothers Ewing, thank you very much.
You're awesome.
Thank you. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
I really appreciate you. You're what Wisconsin, you guys make Wisconsin great. So thank you. We'll do this while you both do. We'll do it more often. Also, thanks to Phil Nee, Henry Bray down there in Milwaukee. They'll have those games for you, high school games, on the Civic Media app in about 15 minutes. And thanks to Peter Rapine of EPOM's World, and of course, Aaron Zommers down there in Madison. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See you Monday.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, he is featured in an article in the Cap Times, and he's the host of Nightlight. Across Civic Media, Pete Schwabba will be joining us. And of course, this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turn public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center.